We've been celebrating National FFA Week all week long this week and talking with some of our FFA members from around the area. Christian County FFA with us today, and kind of proud of this group. That's my alma mater. I graduated from there for a few years ago, guys. I won't say how many. It kind of dates us all in the room. But anyway, great to have you guys with us today. And we'll start off with our vice president. Vice president, is that right? Lindsay Lacey, who known Lindsay for the last couple of years. You actually helped me back in the summertime last year. But good morning to you.
Good morning.
Tell me a little bit about Christian County FFA and what some of the things you do in the FFA.
Well, like you said, I am the vice president, so I kind of oversee all the committees and make sure they have their committee reports ready to report back to all of our members. But we've had a pretty big, crazy week with it being FFA week. We've done lots of fun things, so I'm excited about that.
Now, you're also regional president, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, tell us about it. How's that going for you?
Well, I was elected back in last March. Mm-hmm. So it's been fun. We my regional officer team just held the Penny Royal Leadership Conference, so we hosted all the schools in our region to come together, and we did put on leadership workshops for them, so that was something we're really excited about. And now we're working on planning for the regional banquet, which is something really fun. We get to recognize all the members you placed at the regional contest, so we're really excited about that as well.
Very good. And who else is with us this morning? Who else you got with you?
Kaylee Johnson.
Okay, Kaylee, tell me a little bit about what you do in the FFA.
I'm the secretary of our chapter this year. I keep a record of all the minutes during the meeting, and I keep a record of like everything that we talk about and who like makes everything and if we pass it and everything during the meetings.
In addition to your officer duties, what are some other things you work with in the FFA?
I'm in the floriculture speaking contest, and I'm also part of the senior parley team.
Very good, very good. And to my right, this, and your name is?
Gracie Hancock.
I thought you were a Hancock. Good morning, Gracie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Tell us a little bit about some of the things you do in the FFA.
Well, I'm our chapter president, mm-hmm. so I just pretty much collaborate with all the other officers to kind of keep our chapter in order. It's really important to make sure that everything is going smoothly, so I just focus on that, really, very and make good. Sure everyone is having a good time.
Tell us a little bit about your activities in FFA in addition to being a president.
In November, I competed in the job interview contest, and I placed second in the region. And in March, on March 8th at MSU FFA Day, I will participate in the small animal impromptu speech, and I'm also the presiding officer in our senior parley team.
Very good, very good. I know you're involved in agriculture as well, I'm sure.
Yes, I'm a co-op student at Christian County Grain, and I really enjoy it, actually.
Yeah, so you got all the secrets to marketing grain, right?
Well, I hope to. I don't yet, okay. But I hope I will sometime.
When are we going to see higher prices on corn?
That's what I've been listening to. I don't know.
You're still working on that, right? All righty. Gracie, well, thank you guys so much. And what are some activities you guys do for National FFA Week?
Well, actually, on Monday, this was something different we did this year. We didn't have school, but on Monday afternoon, after everyone got off work, we actually went to the Aaron McNeil Center in Hopkinsville, and we actually ended up donating 87.5 pounds of canned goods and non-perishable foods. We also helped organize the foods and make food bags for those that qualify, those in Hopkinstown that need food. We did help out with that for about an hour, and it was really fun. I really enjoyed it, and I'm glad we could get out into our community a little bit more and do something a little different.
What are some other things you guys, you have all kinds of activities, I know, for FFA Week. Tell us some other things going on.
Well, like she said, on Monday, we did do some community service, but before that, on Sunday, we did have some fun to just relax. We met at Hillcrest Baptist Church and had lunch after, and then we hit up the new bowling alley in Hopkinsville. So that was something super fun to just chill out and relax and have time to just hang out with friends without having to plan for anything and just enjoy each other's company.
You guys have some other neat things going on through the week as well?
Yes. Today's actually camo day, so of us are supporting our camo. And then we're here, and then we actually have our Green Hand and Chapter ceremony tonight at the school. So that's something super fun to recognize those members for all their hard work and dedication. And then yesterday we had our teacher breakfast bright and early in the morning. So we've had lots of early mornings this morning, but we're really excited about that.
And clean truck day, I think. Is that right? That might be hard to find this day and time, especially with all the mud and rain here lately.
Yes.
It gives more of a challenge.
Yeah, I bet so, yeah. A lot of the car washes will make a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Well, Miss Olivia Clark, come on, tell us a little bit about this chapter. Olivia is one of the FFA advisors for Christian County. She and you have a couple of other folks that work with, ladies that work with you. Tell us about your chapter.
That's correct. I work alongside with Emily Taylor, Victoria Mohan, and they're a great help to our chapter and our department. We have about 140 members in our chapter that come together and work for different activities and things that we do throughout the year.
You guys work on a lot of different things as far as what you teach there, a variety of things you teach in the agriculture department as well.
Yes, sir. We do. We have plant science classes that we offer, as well as agribusiness classes and animal science, and then ag power classes that we offer, as well as a variety of all that for freshmen to kind of test out their first year.
You know, less and less young people directly connected to the farm. You guys serve a real gap between the farm and rural life, and obviously the urban life as well. As you teach a lot of things that get a lot of young people involved.
I think so. I mean, I think our students really enjoy the lab opportunities that we offer, whether it's inside the animal science class or in the ag shop or in the greenhouse. I think they really enjoy getting out of the classroom, regardless of their background. And we offer also co-op opportunities for our students, and that gets them another avenue to go towards. And these ladies are all co-op students in our program right now.
And that's good. Of course, the greenhouse opens up later this year. Is that right?
It does. April 12th, I believe, is the opening date. It's a Friday. And we're gearing up for that. The greenhouse is pretty full right now.
That's good.
And we're actually working a lot of plants for the city of Hopkinsville this year. So we're really excited about that opportunity to help out our own community and what we're growing for them. So we've been busy this week especially, and they're trimming plants back and planting some new plants as well, seeding.
So when you come down through downtown Hopkinsville to see the planters, thank Christian KFFA, because you guys probably had something to do with us.
That's right. We did it the last, I think, couple of years, in fact, too.
So. I like that. Thank you so much. And great to have you guys with us, Christian County FFA, here celebrating National FFA Week. You guys have a great week, and appreciate what you do in the FFA, each and every one of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.